With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Thanks to Monday's big funding announcement, the City of Windsor has dug in to finalize plans for a new interchange at EC Rowan Banwell. Acting City Engineer Mark Winterton says planning has been going on for years.
We had a small amount of money put aside to do some interim improvements, which we were working on. We were going to see some dirt fly this year. We're going to completely shift gears. Try and get this project going ASAP.
The price tag is estimated at $185 million. Not only will this funding help complete the interchange within 2 years, it will also expedite the widening of Highway 3 in the county. The highway is being widened to 4 lanes between Essex and Leamington. Work will also begin on a connection between Highway 401 and Lauzon Parkway. Windsor police are still looking into a serious crash that injured an 87-year-old man. The man was hit by a vehicle on McNorton between Banwell and Waterford at around 8 a.m. Monday. There's no word yet on charges, but if you saw what happened, give Windsor police or Crime Stoppers a call. Speaking of which, Crime Stoppers of Windsor and Essex County has moved to a new home. It has set up shop at LaSalle Police Headquarters. LaSalle Police say though the location may have changed, the mission of Crime Stoppers is still the same, allowing those who witness crime to report what they know anonymously. Meanwhile, Chatham-Kent police say 5 youths have been arrested for starting off March break with a brawl. It happened overnight Monday on King Street downtown. Police say 8 people were involved in a fight. 3 boys and 2 girls are each charged with 2 counts of assault. They can't be identified. Canadians in Haiti are being asked to shelter in place in the face of worsening gang violence. Global News reports that a travel advisory has been issued for Canadians to the Caribbean island. Haiti is under a state of emergency with gang violence ongoing for some time. A new poll suggests that many Ontarians don't think a long-term care bed should count as a home. The Liaison Strategies phone survey says that 63% of respondents disagree with Premier Doug Ford's assessment. 23% agreed. 1,200 Ontarians were interviewed with a margin of error at plus or minus 2.7%. A Canadian icon will make his way back to Windsor in May. Paul Anka returns to the Caesars Windsor stage on May 24th for a 7 Decades tour. The singer-songwriter is best known for hits like Put Your Head on My Shoulder, Lonely Boy, and Diana. Tickets go on sale Wednesday morning for Caesars Windsor's rewards and to the general public on Friday. Singer-songwriter Eric Carmen has died. CNN reported that Carmen passed away in his sleep, citing a statement on his official website. He was 74. Carmen was first a member of the Raspberries and had solo hits like All By Myself, Never Gonna Fall in Love Again, and Hungry Eyes. In sports, the Blue Jays took care of the Rays 9-2 Monday in spring training, while the Tigers beat the Astros 5-3. The Raptors fell to the Nuggets in Denver 125-119, and the Pistons beat Charlotte 114-97 at the Pizza Bowl. Tuesday morning's weather, sunny, breezy, and up to 16, feeling like 9 near Lake Erie. Fair, breezy, and 7 Tuesday night. Sunshine and 18 Wednesday. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.